You are listening to Sibling Jabber, episode 29.
I could liken you to a werewolf the way you left me for dead. But I admit that I provided a full moon.
Welcome back. It's Sibling Jabber. How are you, Danielle?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's basketball season, March Madness.
Oh, boy.
How are you? Other than doing great, anything else?
No, I think I'm still trying to like get over the whole flu, but other than that, I'm good.
Oh, gee. Well, keep on keeping up. Isn't that what people say?
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe in the 90s.
Well, that would be me, child of the 90s. All right, well, let's get started here. People using social media for good and for bad. Not necessarily bad, but I mean, yeah, bad. But not for this one. Not too bad. That was confusing enough. Let me get started. So, someone wanted to help out their dad. Their dad had a donut business, and they had to stop the donut business because mother got sick. The guy's wife got sick. And so he had to shut it down and just help her out. Well, years later now, his wife's doing well, and he's trying to start his donut business again. Nobody is coming to his donut shop. So one of his sons stopped and said, I'm going to help him out. He went on Twitter and posted on Twitter, hey, my dad is sad because no one is coming to his new donut shop, and posted a bunch of pictures so you can see where it is and what it looks like inside. This got favorited by 770,000 people. And people ended up showing up to his donut shop. By Sunday afternoon after that, 150,000 people had shared the post. And by Monday, it was 260,000 people. He ended up selling out donuts that Sunday. And he's doing well in business now. He's happy now. So his son posted a new picture of them together saying, just wanted to update y'all. We completely sold out of donut and kolaches. I'm not sure what those are. You were all amazing. I can't thank everyone enough for coming out and supporting local businesses. This means so much to my family.
I mean, marketing is everything. That kid can get a job in marketing in the future.
Yeah, I see postings online all the time for social media marketing. And yeah, must have strategies to market on Facebook and Twitter and all of that.
Yeah. It's important.
It is. Look, I mean, nobody was coming to his dad's shop, and next day he gets sold out, so.
I click on random things all the time on Instagram, so I'm just saying.
So you might be helping share the word on something?
Yeah, probably not, but.
But the advertising works because you'll see it.
But yeah.
Right. So if that was a donut shop near you, would you have gone?
If I saw it?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not huge on donuts. Not a donut person.
How about a collage?
But if it was like a cupcake shop or an ice cream, if we're talking ice cream shop, I'd be there in line.
All right, cool. Another one where two sons wanted to wish their father a happy birthday. So they thought it might be cool to, because they like pranking too. So they thought it might be cool to add a prank to his birthday gift. So they made a billboard on the side of a highway, has a big picture of their dad's head, says, wish my dad happy birthday, love your sons. And then it has his phone number, 1-561-307-4879.
I would be so mad.
So they thought it'd be funny because he would get lots of phone calls from just passerbyers, you know, local people. Which he did, and it was funny. But they also shared this on Facebook. Actually, the dad shared it on Facebook. He took a picture of him standing in front of the billboard. And so once he shared that on Facebook, it blew up. And he had gotten over 20,000 calls and texts right after sharing it on Facebook, just
Wow.
from random people. So, needless to say, his sons gave him another birthday present, which was a change of a phone number.
Even though technically it wasn't their fault at that point, he should have known not to
Yeah,
share that on Facebook.
it was the father's fault a
Facebook's a
little bit.
whole different avenue.
So, now I know what to get you for your birthday present.
Well, not a billboard with my number on it, or a picture on Facebook with my number on it.
If anybody out there runs a billboard company, let me know how much it costs to advertise on
Oh my gosh.
it. They were stuck with that billboard for a month because you had to pay for it for a month at a time, but they already changed the phone number. So people calling that number, it's not going anywhere.
Wow.
Hopefully, nobody gets that number too soon.
Well, if he posts his new number on Facebook, got a new number, guys.
I mean, hopefully nobody gets that number that was posted on the billboard. You know how they end up
Oh.
giving them to somebody else. Hopefully they save that one for quite a
Right.
while. Another social media story on Twitter, trending on Twitter was this question. So let me ask it to you. You're stuck
Okay.
on a deserted island. And you can pick one of these Sesame Street friends to come with you. Who are you picking and why? Your choices are Oscar, Grover, Cookie Monster, and Elmo.
I never watched Sesame Street. I know we've talked about Sesame Street and the songs, but I've never actually watched Sesame Street. So I guess my answer would be Grover because doesn't Grover turn into a superhero at one point and he can fly? I feel like that's a thing. So
Yeah, but
because he can
he's
fly,
an incompetent superhero.
well, at least there's hope. So I guess Grover.
Right.
Who would you pick?
I too would pick Grover, but that's because he's going to be the comedy relief there because he's a funny guy. I mean, Oscar's just going to be grumpy the whole time, and you're not going to want to be with him. Like, we're stuck on an island. And then you got
That
something like that. No, Oscar's
Grover's
voice, Oscar.
voice. Or Oscar's
Then
voice, yeah.
you got Cookie Monster, who's just going to be searching the whole island for cookies and won't be able to find anything. So he's going to drive you nuts walking around. Oh, no, where's the cookies? Where are the cookies?
I don't know. See, I was contemplating Cookie Monster because he's so hungry all the time looking for cookies. He's going to find some food, you know? He's going to get creative because he's going to be hungry. So he might be the person that'll get you food or the Muppet, the puppet, the whatever. Not the person.
And then you got Elmo, and Elmo's just annoying. I don't want anything to do with Elmo. I don't want to be stuck in the same room with Elmo for a minute, let alone on a deserted island. Now, if it
It's
was.
so weird because thinking of all the kids shows I've had to watch over the years, just because I babysat since I was in middle school, and I've never had to watch Sesame Street. Like it just was never a show that I was interested or any of the kids I've ever watched.
That is kind of weird, but at the same
Yeah.
token, I could kind of understand it because my daughters never really got into it either. They didn't watch much TV growing up, like when they were like really young. So that's one reason. And then the second reason is just like the little bit of TV they watched when I would turn that on, they just didn't seem too interested in it. So,
Yeah.
which is weird. Why are kids not interested in puppets?
Because puppets are weird.
Oh,
But that's not 100% true, because there's this boy I watched who was like 2 or 3 at the time, and he would watch this show called Bear and the Big Blue Moon, and it was this giant blue bear puppet, kind of like I guess like Big Bird, but a bear, and he was blue. And there were other little puppets that were his friends, and like a talking moon. Like when the moon came up, it was the end of the show. I was like, "Come on, moon!" No, so I don't think it's all puppet shows. It's just I don't know. But I mean, it's got to be doing well, or else it wouldn't be on for like a million seasons.
Oh yeah, kids definitely love the puppets and Sesame Street and stuff. But yeah, it's just, I mean, not my kids though. They just never got
Not
into it
any of the
much.
kids I ever watched.
Oh, huh. All right. Well, from Sesame Street to a man that was robbed of his pants at gunpoint. The 37-year-old man was outside of his house in Nebraska when a man walked up to him and pulled out a handgun. The man told him to take off his pants, and then once he got his pants off, he told him to run away. So he complied and fled the scene. When he came back to the scene, what was missing? What do you think?
His pants.
Not his pants. Well, it doesn't necessarily say if his pants were missing, but what else might have been missing?
Don't know.
His car, because his keys
Uh-oh.
for his car were in his pants pocket. So,
Oh, so smart.
police are now searching for the suspect. Driving around his car. Would you
Caller.
comply if somebody came up with a gun and told you to take off your pants?
Yes. What am
I
I gonna do? Get shot for not taking giving them my pants? That's the
would
dumbest thing ever.
would you think to
That
take
also
out
reminds.
would you think to take out your keys or wallet or anything?
Heck no, because I know that's what they're after. They don't want my pants. I don't wear $100 pants. I wear like $15 jeans from Old Navy.
It's just weird. Like, why don't they just ask for the keys or wallet then? Like, do you think the robber really was after his keys, or you think he, when the guy took off his pants, he thought it was funny, and then he's like, "Wait a minute, let's check his pockets," and then he finds out he's got keys in there.
I don't know, but no joke. This is something I think about all the time because, no, listen, when I was in middle school or high school, probably middle school, because I feel like that show's so old, there's the Family Matters was on, and there was an episode where the oldest daughter was in high school, or I don't know, but, and her friend got these really cool new shoes, and these two girls were like, "Give me your shoes." And then they like whipped out a gun. And the girl was like, "Heck no, I'm not giving you my shoes. These cost a lot of money and they're brand new." And they shot her and she died. This is a real
On
episode on
Family
Family
Matters?
Matters. Yeah. I mean, they didn't show the shooting, but like then they taught that's what the whole episode was about. And because back then, like Boy Meets World and stuff did shows about serious stuff, not all the time, but like every once in a while, like about suicide or shootings or something. And that has stuck with me my entire life. Like if somebody comes up to me and asks me for my purse or my shoes or my whatever, I'm giving it to them because they're gonna shoot me.
You can have
And the
whatever you
last thing
want.
I want on my gravestone is like, "She wouldn't give up her shoes." Like she loved those pants.
died with her pants on. Oh, Family Matters. Oh, that was the one with Steve Urkel, right? Family Matters.
Yeah.
And his dad was a cop, right? Well, not his dad, but
Yeah.
the main
Her
actor.
dad.
Oh, okay.
It was a really good episode, but it was like, boom, I will never forget that episode ever.
Wow. That's like the
As
episode
it
of Saved by the Bell for me when the one chick, what's her name? She gets
Jesse.
hooked. Yeah, she gets hooked on speed.
Yes. Right? All of those episodes are like, those are the most memorable ones to me. Like the Boy Meets World one where his girlfriend was being abused by her dad, and the Lizzie
I
McGuire
remember that a little bit.
episode, the Lizzie McGuire episode where her friend Miranda starts having an eating disorder. Like those serious episodes are the ones that kind of stick with me.
Wow. Yeah. That's saying something.
So yeah, I would give up my pants. Would you? The answer is
Yeah,
yes.
I would. But at the same time, I think I'd take out whatever I had in my pockets and see if I could get away with it.
Really? It's not like he's not watching you take those out of your pockets and you don't think he's going to ask for it
Well,
or
I'd be like,
she.
here, you asked for my pants, you can have my pants. And then if I
Yeah, and
ask
then
for
they're
the.
just going to be like, I'll have everything else too.
Then I'll give it to them.
I feel like you have to be a really, really dumb thief to like be like, thanks for the plans. Have fun with your wallet and keys and the cell phone. The dumbest thief on the earth.
So the key is to always be wearing like a hoodie that has the front pocket, so that whenever you're giving up your pants, you could try and slyly sneak your wallet or your keys into that front pocket.
Yeah, maybe if you're like a good pickpocket or like magician, but I'm not that great. I'd be like fumbling and then drop it.
You didn't see anything.
Oh, look,
Maybe the lesson is just keep all your keys and wallet and valuables in your shirt pockets.
eagle.
That's why you need a
Because
pizza
everybody
sweatshirt.
always has a shirt.
Hey, you need a pizza sweatshirt or a hoodie.
A pizza sweatshirt.
Not
It's
only
really what I'm keeping in there, not pizza.
does it keep your pizza warm, it keeps your valuables safe.
Pizza hoodie.
Unless they're coming to rob your pizza.
Let's look. Choose that pizza hoodie. No, as you slowly cover the pizza symbol with your hands.
Do you know who Noah Centineo is?
I do.
He's done
To all the
Netflix
boys I
recently.
loved.
Yeah, To All the Boys I Loved. Sierra Burgess is a loser. And he was also from Disney. That's where he's got to start, I guess. Austin and Owlie and How to Build a Better Boy. Well, he has been tagged to star in a movie that they're finally, supposedly trying to get up and running here. Do you know what movie it is?
I do not, other than To All the Boys Who Love Who I've Loved Part Two.
Is he, are they making a part two?
It's based off a book. There are three books.
Oh, okay. So, spoiler alert, he doesn't die in the first movie, I guess.
No, he doesn't die in the first movie. That's not really a spoiler because it's not that kind of movie.
But Noah is tagged to play, they're in talks with him to play He-Man for He-Man and the Masters of the Universe movie.
Oh boy. And so goes his career.
What? Why?
Has anything He-Man ever done well?
Yeah, the cartoons and the figures. The movie didn't do well. That came out in the 80s, but that's because it wasn't really a He-Man movie. They totally changed the premise of it.
Oh man. I just feel like that's not going to be good for his career.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if the
But
movie ever gets up and running anyway, because they've been talking about starting up a He-Man movie for years and years now. Probably at least the last 10 years.
also feel like he's not, isn't He-Man supposed to be like blonde
Is
and white?
blonde and buff. Is he not white? What do you mean?
He's like, I don't know. He's darker skinned. He's not. Maybe he's just very tan. I don't
I was
know.
gonna say, no, I'm looking at the pictures
But
of him. He doesn't really look darker skin. Maybe tan, but yeah. He's got the same kind of hair. They can dye it. What's so funny? They
okay.
dye hair all the
Doesn't
time.
He-Man have long, straight blonde hair?
No, it's not long. I mean, it's not short, but it's not long.
Okay.
Yeah, he just has to
I don't
grow
know.
out. He
Clearly,
just
I
has to
never
grow
really
his
watched
he
He-Man.
just has to grow his hair a little bit, down past his ears, and then he's good to go.
Or they just put a wig on him, like they
Or
do
they
with
do
every
that.
other person.
I don't think they always do wigs. They do hair dye and stuff too.
No, I'm pretty sure it's mostly wigs.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'll have to try and find out. All right. It is now time to move on, and let's do the standoff. All right, let's change things up a little bit today. I will go first, actually.
Okay, then.
So, officers were called to Old Town window replacement business after reports of a suspicious death. Once officers arrived at the scene, they found, and you, anybody that knows me is going to knows I'll mess up names, Pankaj Bossan, located inside a Mercedes-Benz with no pants on and covered in blood.
Did somebody steal his pants? See, this is what happens. They shoot you and then they steal your pants anyway.
Not quite. Then they went inside the business, and officers found the owner, Brad Jackson, age 65, suffering from 53 stab wounds, among other injuries. What happened, you ask? Well, Pankaj Bossan, the man that was pantsless and covered in blood inside his Mercedes-Benz, says that he was defending himself because he thought the victim, which was Brad Jackson, age 65, was a werewolf.
Vampire! Oh, I was so close! I was so close!
So the defense has claimed that Bossan suffers from mental health issues and thought that the guy was a werewolf the whole time of the incident, and said that he should only be charged with voluntary manslaughter instead of the murder that he was charged with, because voluntary manslaughter would be a lot less of a sentence. You can't get life with that. And so the judge decided, no, I'm striking down that motion. He will not be charged with voluntary manslaughter. We're going for the full lifetime here.
So wait, who called the police?
It does not say who called them. It just says that they received a call of a suspicious death.
And the guy was in his car just chilling there?
Yes, with no pants and covered in blood.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just chilling. Just chilling in shock.
In shock because makes he just saw a werewolf.
Well, it makes me wonder if he like has I don't want to say this because I don't want to people to think that everybody who commits murder is crazy, but like it makes me wonder if he had like a psychotic episode or something, because he like had this random delusion and then he just was chilling, like, I don't know, blank-faced, I don't know, in his car.
Well, I mean, to be honest, most people that commit murders probably do. Like, there's if you're killing somebody else, there's something wrong in your head. And
it's a proven fact.
The other type of murder is a murder out of, like, passion, you know? Like, somebody that would be sane could commit a murder out of passion, but other type of
murders.
That's
most murders.
Right, and then
most murders are out of passion, anger, something like that, yeah.
Right. You know,
so most murders are not crazy.
Well, I mean, yeah. Okay. What I meant to say is there are two types. You know, if you're not crazy, it's because you're committed out of like passion. But if you're just randomly killing a person, then yeah, there's something a little off in your head.
Right, but there's not. It's the most common by far are murders out of passion or something. It's not crazy people going around killing people. I'm just saying, because right. I don't want people to think that. Like, mental health issues get such a bad rep because people think if you're crazy, you're just going to go around kill people. But that's not true. Most murders happen by people who are quite sane.
Those are just the ones that get more attention because either there's something weird like this that happens where he says he stabbed a werewolf, or it's maybe a serial killer, like the Zodiac killer. Something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, mine's not as interesting. Mine's just kind of humorous. A California driver, got a reminder not to park next to a fire hydrant. The Anaheim Fire Department tweeted photos of this car after firefighters have to break through both its rear windows to hose to run a hose through, to like put out a fire. So they said they tried to put the hose underneath the car, but the hose was too big. Like when you turn the water on, it goes too big. And so they had to break both the back windows and run the hose. There's a picture, run the hose just through the car. And so the fire department tweeted out, "Ever wonder what happens to when a car is parked in front of a fire hydrant and a fire breaks out? Is a closer spot worth the broken windows and the citation and towing fees? Question mark at Anaheim PD."
I don't know about that. Your rear window isn't that far away from just going around the back behind your rear window.
Yeah, it is.
Your back windshield. Why couldn't they just
Yeah, it
go around
is.
that?
Because you have to include the lift and the curve. They only have so much hose. They have to get the closest through.
Yeah, you're only gaining probably a foot going that way through the
Yeah, but a
windshield.
foot can be a huge deal.
Yeah,
It's probably more than a foot,
they need
but
longer hoses then.
oh my gosh. I can't believe you're defending the person who parked in front of
Oh, I'm not
the
defending him. He shouldn't be parked there.
fire hydrant
I just don't think that this is a real thing that happened. I feel like they put that out as like a public service announcement, kind of like the cop that the one that I had, the cop that pulled over the Fred Flintstone mobile.
now. So they said that the department said there wasn't enough room to run the hose under the car, and running it over top the vehicle would have caused more damage than merely breaking two windows. The vehicle was impounded and ticketed. It's a real thing that happened.
It would have caused more damage. That's why they didn't do it. Interesting. I don't know the physics behind that, but I guess I'll believe it.
Because isn't a fire hose hard to contain when the water's on because it's so powerful? So maybe because the hood of the car would be so slippery. I don't know. I have no idea.
Don't know. I'm not even going to try and think about that one. Might hurt my brain.
But don't park in front of fire hydrant, people.
Yeah. The more you know. Do 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 do.
Or
All
never mind.
I think my standoff won.
Sure, I'll give it to
All right, cool.
you.
Stabbing a werewolf.
Even though it's also sad because somebody died.
We never said these were always
Mine was
happy.
heroic because somebody put a fire out, despite the idiocy of people parking in front of fire hydrants.
Standoff isn't about heroics, okay?
Good to know for next time.
We'll have to come up with a heroic episode or segment and see who can have the most heroic story or something.
That would be so weird. My
Oh,
hero's better than your hero. They both saved a life.
right. Let's get ready for some birthday music with IMD Birthdays.
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, it's March, so the birthdays came in like a lion. Now they're ready to go out like a lamb. Who do we have?
What?
Because March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb.
Okay. So weird. So the first one is probably totally going to butcher his name, so I apologize. But the first one is Joami Colette Sarah, and he is what?
Ahead.
Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at his name. He is a director known for The Shallows, Unknown, Orphan, The Commuter, Run All Night, Nonstop. He really likes Liam Neeson, apparently, because Liam Neeson's
No, so we have him to thank.
in a lot of the movies. And House of Wax.
Oh, with Paris
So,
Hilton.
yeah. And Jared Padalecki.
Oh.
The next one is, oops, I lost it. There it is. The next one is Michelle Monaghan, who is currently, well, not currently. She was in Mission Impossible Fallout. She's not currently in Mission Impossible Fallout. Sleepless, Patriot's Day, Pixels. She's one of those actresses that when I look at her, this could sound weird and maybe mean, and I don't mean it in a mean way. But like when I look at her face, I'm like, I know her, and I don't know what I know her from. And I honestly don't think I've really seen her in anything. Or maybe I have. Like I've seen, there's a movie called The Best of Me, and my friend made me watch it, and I've seen that, but I don't remember it. And then I've seen Mission Impossible. She's in Mo Ghost Protocol. I've seen that one, and I don't really recognize her from it. So, but
Yeah,
she's also the one. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel the same way. I looked at her, I'm like, oh, she looks so familiar. But yeah, I've seen Pixels and Mission Possible 3 and The Heartbreak Kid, so and Bourne Supremacy. So I guess I have seen her in things.
She's also the voice of Wonder Woman in Justice League War.
Yeah.
But when I saw her picture, I also my first thought was like, "Oh, it's the girl from Burnout." But it's
Burnout. What's burnout?
the show, right? Isn't that what it's called? Burnout with, oh crap, what's his name? I want to say Michael, but his character's name was Michael, and then your guy who's in. Like
Oh,
C.
burn notice
I noticed that's it, not far enough. Who noticed
with
that one?
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell, that's his name. And but the other one, I can't remember what his name is, but his name's Michael. But anyway, yeah. And it's Carrie Russell's birthday.
Ah,
Happy
Carrie
birthday, Carrie
Russell.
Russell. Who is most recently known for The Americans, the show. And was in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Free State of Jones, and a movie called Goats, which I think is funny. I don't know why. But she also voiced Wonder Woman in the movie Wonder Woman, the obviously the cartoon, not the live action. She wouldn't be a voice. That would be really weird if they had an actress like playing the character, just mouthing the words like the voiceover of another actress. Be awkward.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up that she also voiced Wonder Woman. Interesting. And she got her big breakout role in Felicity.
Felicity. And that's pretty much it today.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to everybody. It's movie time. Let's take a look at the top 10 from last weekend. We had four new movies enter in the top 10, one of which we didn't talk about because it was only released in 472 theaters. Usually, when a movie gets released, it's out in typically over 2,000, typically over about 2,500 most of the time. So, not very many theaters.
Must
All
be
right.
a good movie then if it's in the top four and it only went to like a fourth of the theaters.
Top 10, yeah. Yep. All right, let's see. Number 10, Green Book, 1.2 million. Number 9, taking a big fall. It was number 5 last week. Alita Battle Angel, 1.9 million. Which I just found out that that was actually filmed in 3D. That's one of the first movies in a while that has actually been filmed in 3D instead of post-conversion.
Cool.
I've heard it looks really great, so I don't know. I might have to eventually see it. Number eight, The Lego Movie Part Two, the second part, $2.1 million. Our first new movie comes in at number seven, Captive State, $3.1 million. Our next new movie comes in at number six, No Manches Frida 2. Don't know what it's about. We didn't talk about it. It made $3.8 million, released in only 472 movie theaters. Number five, Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral, 7.8. So we had a big jump there. Number four, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, $9.2 million. Here's our top three. 5 Feet Apart, number three, $13.1 million. I'm surprised. I did not think that that would get that high. Did you?
Yeah.
I feel like
Yeah,
these
I
type of
did.
movies don't usually do that well.
It's been a while since a teen movie came out, so I feel like that contributed to it. Plus, it's got what's his name? I don't, he's a twin, so I don't know which one it is, but it's either, I think it's Cole Sprout. I think Dylan is his twin, but I think the one in this movie is Cole Sprout. And so that's going to hit home to a lot of people who are like a little bit younger than me because he was in a Disney Channel show and then he kind of disappeared for a while.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. Yeah, it is Cole. I looked it up. The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we got two left. What do you think we got here? We got Captain Marvel and Wonder Park. Who do you think gets number one?
Probably Captain Marvel.
Well, number two was with $15.8 million. Wonder Park. And number one, bringing in $67.9 million, Captain Marvel has a total gross of $264.8 million already, and just being up for 2 weeks. Congratulations on getting
Thanks. Such
that
hard work I have.
right.
These
Woohoo!
guessing games.
All right, movies will be quick today. We only have two. We have one on Netflix and one coming out in the theaters. The first one is the one coming out in theaters, directed by Jordan Peele, who did the horror thriller movie Get Out. Well, if you like that, you'll probably go see this movie. It's just called Us. And so it's
Is that the one where there's like, sorry, go ahead. You can explain
No,
it.
go ahead.
Is that the one where there's a family and then they like meet people, like a family quote, I'm putting quotation marks in the air, but you can't see me, that looks just like them, only they like are attacking them. It
Yes, they described this as a
looks
mystery.
kind of creepy, I'm not gonna lie. It looked kind of stupid and creepy at the same time, if that's possible.
It's a mystery thriller. Family of four, mother, father, son, daughter, take a trip to the beach, and while they're at this beach house, another family comes at nighttime and ends up haunting them. They're all wearing masks, but then when they get demasked, it's the four people that are haunting them resemble themselves. They all There's an identical for each member of the family, so they have to fight for their survival against them. You're not interested, are you?
No.
You're not a big horror thriller person.
I'm a thriller person. I'm not a horror person.
Well, this is just a thriller, but I know we've had that talk. Like, what makes a horror a horror and what makes a thriller a thriller? I think everybody's got their
Yeah.
own opinion, so.
Yeah.
Did
I
you see?
like, I guess I like psychological thrillers, so I guess maybe I have
Gotcha.
to put that in front of it.
What,
Like Side Effects or Solstice, I think it was called Solace. Those were good movies.
So you didn't
Anyway,
see
go on.
Jordan Peele's first movie, Get Out?
No, and I meant to because it was on TV. Like I had HBO for a while and so it came on HBO and everybody said it was so good. So I was like, I guess I'll have to watch it, but I just never got around to it.
That's me. I mean, it's so hard to find time to watch something. Like, either the family's here, the kids are here, or if I got time alone with the wife, we want to watch something. She doesn't want to watch something like that. And then my time alone, there's not too much of it. When it is, it's usually like 1 o'clock in the morning. So I try and maybe watch a show. And if I watch a movie, I don't want to watch something like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to have nightmares before bed.
Oh, then I'm gonna have you calling me. Danielle, there's a person that looks just like me trying to attack me.
This has Elizabeth Moss is in it, Winston Duke, Lupita Nyong'o, and Anna Diop are just the first four that are mentioned here as cast. And our movie that's coming out on Netflix this week is called The Dirt. And The Dirt is one of those, like Bohemian Rhapsody, that was a documentary on Queen, but not really. It was like a move, one of those movie documentaries where you get actors to portray all of the band members and all the events that supposedly happened. That's what this is. There's actors portraying Motley Crue, and it's a movie called The Dirt. And Motley Crue is known as one of the most wild groups ever. They go in hotel rooms and set the hotel room on fire, and there'd be a car parked underneath them when they were up on like the fourth floor. They throw something out the window to destroy the car that was parked under them. Just crap like that that would go on. So The Dirt is
Sound
actually,
like great people.
yeah, The Dirt is actually based on a book that was written about Motley Crue. So if those type of movies interest you, that seems good. Except for, so we got Machine Gun Kelly, Douglas Booth, Daniel Weber, and another cast member that is listed on here is Pete Davidson. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. So I'm watching this trailer, and everyone that portrays a band member seemed pretty decent. I was like, wow, okay. I don't know. I can't really tell exactly which one Pete Davidson is, but yeah, maybe he isn't that bad of an actor like he is on Saturday Night Live, because they don't seem too bad of an actor, just from what you can grasp from the trailer. And then the trailer has one very quick clip with Pete Davidson. He doesn't play a band member. It looks like he's going to play their manager, and he only gets to say like one line, I believe it was. And you could tell right away he was Pete Davidson, and you could tell right away he cannot act. So that reassured me that, okay, good. I was right. He isn't a very good actor. Now, again, it's just a trailer. I'd have to watch the movie to tell you, but I don't think I have to watch the movie to tell you he's not very good.
Who's Daniel Weber? That name sounds familiar.
Daniel Weber is from the Punisher TV series on Netflix.
Nope.
And have you ever saw the movie Sleeping Beauty?
Nope.
I don't
Like
see
a live
any.
action movie, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the Disney movie at all. Emily Browning is in it.
No.
Yeah, Thumper. 11-22-63, Teenage
Maybe
Kicks.
he just has one of those names.
I
Or
guess.
maybe I just am thinking Weber. Sounds familiar. But maybe it's not Daniel.
Yeah, I
So
forgot to ask you. I'm sorry, what's that?
you're gonna watch that movie?
The Dirt. I don't know. This I like I said when the Queen one came out, those type of movies don't typically interest me. I
Right.
want to see a documentary. I don't want to see people portraying it. But this one actually looks decent. So I'm going to say chances are I will not see it. But there is more of a chance I'll see this than any other time I've seen a movie like this, like a trailer for a movie like this. So I don't
Yeah.
know. I'm sure if I'm sitting there and it's staring me in the eye and I got nothing else to watch, which never happens because I got plenty to watch since I never watch stuff, but. Have you seen anything recently?
I have not.
All right. Well, that makes
I've
that
been
part
a
short.
work body. A work body? Does that work? Because you're not a home body, but you're a work body. You stay at work all the
I haven't heard it, but sure, we can say that. I mean, it matches.
Workaholic. There
Workaholic. That's a good TV show, Workaholics.
go. Workaholic.
All right, let's move on to the one that everybody wants to hear, word or story. All right, it is time for word or story. But before we begin, I have a very special guest with me. It is my daughter, Emma. Say hi, Emma.
Hi.
Hi, Emma.
All right, are you ready for your first word?
I'm ready. Is this word going to be for me or for Emma?
It is for you, but she will give it
Okay.
to you.
Okay, go ahead, Emma.
All right, Emma.
Smile.
Smile. It makes me think of an emoji smiley face.
Aw.
I
All right,
don't know what my
your second word.
confused.
What is it?
Confused.
Used?
Confused.
Confused. I'm confused. What am I not confused? I'm confused all the time. I guess it, I mean, but I seriously am. So, fun fact about Aunt Danielle, Emma, is I get really shy to ask people questions, except for when I don't understand them. And then I ask questions all the time until I understand them, and I'm really annoying.
Try and figure out what they're saying, what they're talking about.
Well, like, if they ask me if I understand and I don't understand, I feel stupid saying, no, I don't understand. But at the same time, I'm so afraid that they're going to ask me more questions. And if I don't understand, I can't answer them. So I'll ask questions to actually understand
Daddy.
what they're talking
So when they say, "Do you understand?" you feel like if you say yes, then they're going to say, "All right, quiz time, hot shot."
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right. Third word is.
Animal.
Animal. I think of a panda bear because it's my favorite animal.
What's your favorite animal, Emma?
Elephant.
Ooh, an elephant.
Elephant. I love watching the elephants at the zoo.
You watch the elephants at the zoo, Emma?
Yes.
Yes. The zoo usually has like a baby animal or a baby elephant too. Does it have a baby elephant right now?
I don't know. We haven't seen them too recently. Last time we went, they had a kid though there, huh, Emma? Do you remember a kid elephant?
I wasn't ill.
Not this the last time we were
Oh,
there.
did I go to the zoo without you, Emma?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had one the last time you were there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't want
Wait,
to go the
more?
last time me and her big sister went.
Oh, you didn't want to go to the zoo?
No.
Why?
Typical kid answer.
Who doesn't want to go to the zoo? The zoo's the best. Will you go to the zoo with me?
I don't know.
I heard that they got, what's my second favorite animal? Do you know?
No.
No? I thought you knew this. It's a red panda. I like giant pandas, and then I like red pandas.
Oh.
You remember seeing the red pandas at the zoo?
Yeah.
Did you go when they had two? See, the last time I went to the zoo, they only had one, but I heard they have two now.
They do have two. My older daughter, Kitty Ray, and I saw two red pandas when we went last weekend.
Did you get to see two red pandas?
No.
Wait, you went last weekend?
We did.
And you didn't invite me. I feel very hurt.
Sorry, it was a last minute decision. We went with
I
like
don't care.
2 hours left.
So then you go, hey, Aunt Danielle, meet us at the zoo.
Oh, you're busy Sundays.
So rude, right, Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time they do that to you, You just tell mom that you need to call Aunt Danielle and we'll hang out instead and do something even more fun. Okay.
Okay.
We'll go to the trampoline park.
I
Oh. Well, then we'll hang out on your trampoline.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we ready for word number four?
Ready.
Go ahead.
Watch this.
Say it one more time.
Watch this.
Largest.
Well, now it makes me think of an elephant. It's like
Ooh.
a large animal. It's the largest of an elephant or a panda bear. It's largest.
A giraffe.
A giraffe.
Oh, yeah. But if
A
it was
giraffe would be
panda bear or
taller, huh?
It would be higher and taller.
Yeah, a giraffe would be higher and taller.
Daddy, what? Chomp, chomp.
Chomp. And our last word number five.
So,
like S-O, spell it for me.
SHOW.
Okay, SHOW. Probably. So I recently this week, although I just said I don't have, didn't have time to watch a movie, I did get back into watching some TV shows that I've like stopped. I've stopped watching all TV shows, not because they're dumb or boring, but because I hate it when they take breaks and then I never know when they're coming back. And then by the time I realize they're back, they're like 15 episodes in, and then I feel like I missed out on everything.
Yeah.
So I recently just started re just joining in anyway. But one of my favorite shows is on right now, World of Dance. It's awesome.
That the Jennifer Lopez one?
Yeah.
Do you watch that, Emma?
It's.
Where all the people they have a dance competition?
Yeah, it comes after The Voice.
Is
Does it
that
come after the, I don't think it comes after The Voice. It's on Sundays. Is The Voice on Sundays?
I think.
I don't think
Oh,
so,
it
because
might.
I am actually home on Sundays, so and I don't watch any of that. You guys usually watch stuff during the weekday without me, huh?
Yeah. And you
So
know.
that's on the weekend, though you probably don't watch that one then. All right. Danielle, what is the last purchase that you made?
I went grocery shopping.
Ooh. What's one item
Yeah.
that you got?
One item I got, I splurged on I'm such a weirdo. I splurged on some chicken fries.
Chicken fries. Ooh.
Usually a chicken nugget girl, but I went for the chicken fries because I was feeling nostalgic and I used to have chicken fries when I was like in high school. So,
Really? Was that a thing back then?
yeah, it was.
Oh, I thought they were new. Doesn't somebody have chicken fries now? Like Burger King or somebody has chicken fries?
I
Huh.
don't know.
We both said,
Emma,
I don't know, because we're smarter than your dad.
do you know the last thing that you bought?
No.
You don't remember?
No.
What's something you want to buy?
I think. A shimmer baby.
A shimmer baby from Shimmer and Shine.
Yeah.
Ah.
We saw one at the store.
You saw one? You have to save up your money for that one, huh?
Do you
If
want shit?
it's
Oh, you want shimmer. You said shimmer baby, not shine
still
baby. If
Dale
it's still there. Oh boy. We'll have to
for my birthday.
see. Yes, your birthday's coming
Actually,
up.
I have
Cool.
What?
She said, what? You
What?
have a birthday?
Don't you remember it's on April 5th?
Of course I remember. Who do you think was the first person at the hospital when you had your first birthday?
Mama.
Well, obviously your mom and your dad were there. But then it was me. But you were a rude baby, and I showed up, and they had just taken you away. Aww. You didn't even want to see me, Emma. You didn't even want to see me.
You didn't want to see anybody as a baby, huh?
Yeah, only Mama.
Oh, rude. Rude. Maybe Katie Ray will be my new favorite niece.
No! Dad, I'm going to yell at you every time you
You're going to yell at me every time I call?
Yeah.
Every time I call, nobody even wants to talk to me. I feel like you guys are always watching a show. Like Odd Squad.
No!
Last time I called, you guys were watching Odd Squad and wouldn't give me the time of day.
Well, that's a cool show, huh?
Do you even know what Odd Squad is?
I do.
How do you?
Because I even turned it on so that I could talk to you about the show, but you guys didn't even want to hold the phone.
So next time she calls, you have to talk about Odd Squad, huh?
No. Only Katie will. Only Katie will.
Okay.
Maybe I won't get you Baby Shimmer then.
No.
All right, folks, the movie challenge is coming up. I have to watch Life of the Party, and Danielle has to watch Idiocracy, and that's going to be next week, I believe. Is that correct? I think so.
Yes.
I am on Twitter at SupermanRoy12.
And I'm on Twitter.
And you are definitely not on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can email us at siblingjabber@outlook.com. You can visit us at anchor.fm/siblingjabber. You can leave us a voicemail on the Anchor app. But most importantly, best of all, tell people about our podcast and leave us a review if you would, please.
Mama?
Emma, do you have any last words for us? Anything you would like to say?
No.
All right, then.
But you open, Mama.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're going to have a great day today.
Oh, yeah. Well, we will.
Sounds like today, a lot of are on your way.
Toby Mac concert, so we're excited.
So, Daddy is it's a Toby Mac Mama. Concert.
It is tonight.
And my daddy is your Mama.
You didn't realize what?
Going.
Yeah, we are going. We asked you if you wanted to go, and you said you couldn't or something.
See? Yeah, that's probably true. Well, no, so I was supposed to lead something at work. First, it was supposed to be next Sunday, and then it was supposed to be this Sunday, and then they changed it to last Sunday. So I don't have anything to do today anymore. But I wouldn't go anyway, because I have to, like, I work at 5:30 in the morning, and so yeah. I don't like to stay out late on Saturdays.
All right. Well, but everybody heard it. You were invited. So
I was invited that time. I was. Even though they knew I wouldn't be able to go.
Yeah, right.
They only invite me to things that they know I won't be able to go to.
No, or else I would have invited you to the zoo.
This is happening Sunday morning. She usually works Sunday morning. Let's invite her so she knows we at least invite her to things.
That's not true. Else I would have invited you to the zoo last Sunday.
Oh.
All right,
Emma,
everybody.
Have fun at the concert.
What?
I said have fun at the concert.
Okay.
What do you say?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody. I had fun. I hope you did too. I'm Roy.
Baba.
Who are you?
Emma.
And I'm Aunt Danielle.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The lava of a volcano. Shot up hot from under.
What?
Nah, I thought you were going to say something.
Oh. Okay.
I'll just end it off with there then.
Okay.
All right. Bye.